Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tiny Table 3. This is Small Stack in for Cloud City and Milo. Just so you know, and if you've already heard our show before, you already know that our language gets a little bit loose from time to time, and the jokes get a little bit, can we say, offensive from time to time? Never mean, but a little bit loose. So if you are a member of the younger audience or you have kids in the room, you might want them to leave for this particular bit of entertainment. If you don't mind those things which I just mentioned, then listen on. Yes.
Do you guys ever put your hands on your butt and then you kind of smack yourself and then for some reason your hand just starts to crawl its way down your leg, and as you're crawling, you're not going like, ooh, sexy butt. You're more like, oh my God, I did not know.
I have never groped myself, if that's the question you're asking.
Going on back there.
I did that once and everyone on the plane hated me.
On the plane?
Yes. Suddenly I had a big attitude problem.
I'm not even gonna.
Then I had to go to the cargo.
This isn't a guy. This isn't a thing guys do.
Okay, we're gonna get started. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
But that was like groundbreaking stuff right there. Touching your own butt, warming your asshole.
Welcome everybody to Tiny Table 3, your nerd universe in three segments. We're here today. We got the old school crew in play. We got Milo's here with us. We got Cloud City, and we actually have a man on the couch. We got Neil.
Hello.
The casting couch.
That's fucked up, man.
Today we got, for our first segment, our
Nickel Wrestling.
Our nerd argument. We're going to be looking at which anti-hero you would like to sidekick with. Which should be interesting because there's some pretty messed up anti-heroes out there. And for our weekly wrap-up, we're going to be taking a look at some Star Wars side characters, including Thrawn, and a little talk about a little movie we got coming out in a couple months.
Tiny movie.
Called Solo.
Baby movie.
And then, of course, we got Valentine's Day coming up next week. And this might be a shock, but nerds aren't very good at Valentine's Day.
What?
So I've heard.
I'm a master at it.
So I'm
so good, I don't have to do anything.
Our decent advice from a mediocre human being will be exploring nerd Valentine's. So, you guys ready to get in?
Yes.
Is it me or
our first segment? Should I just keep going?
I can see it in your eyes.
Naked wrestling, everybody. My favorite.
We were just going to let you go forever.
I was thinking about it, man. Okay. Man, the anti-hero. Are you guys fans of the anti-hero in the nerd universe?
Always.
Everyone is to some degree.
Yeah.
Always.
Everyone's got a little anti-hero. You know, but
nobody wants to be like fucking Goody Two-Shoes unless you're Superman, really, in like which case you're allowed because everybody knows he's my favorite.
We have two people in this room who are obsessed with the Goody Two-Shoes Superman.
You are too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Neil's insane.
Aww.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, now the other one. Okay,
did you guys high-five yourselves on the podcast?
I don't know how to fist bump, so I tried to high-five his fist bump. It was, all right. We're good now.
Hey, well, this is a good Superman question to start off with, though. I mean, is it, I'm also a rebellion guy, so I'm not like hardcore evil character. You know, I'm not an Empire guy.
No, me neither.
So, I'm not a Superman guy though, because he is too good.
I haven't looked at his.
I'm Superman like Red Sun Superman. That's my Superman.
Have you read the Injustice comics?
Yes, I have actually.
Do you like that version?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I do.
Yeah. it's probably the more realistic version of what a Superman would do. Anyway,
it's probably closer to my personality. What do you guys like about Superman so much? Why do you guys like about
because
the goody,
because it's everything guys? That's good. It's everything that like all you pieces of shit ain't.
Wow.
I'm just keeping it real.
I was going to say it's cod piece,
just kidding.
But okay, yeah.
Just kidding. But no, but he's just everything that's good. It's just something that's what I like about him. It's not that, you know, normally I don't walk around wanting things to like necessarily be sunshine and lollipops and everybody to be super sweet. In fact, I don't trust people that are super sweet. But in the world of comics, I need at least one of those. Like. And Spider-Man's one of my favorites, but, you know, he does have, like, a lot of, like, his little... Superman's a perfect, good character. He could destroy everything.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man is more so of the innocence kind of,
yeah,
kind of
he's,
character.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Spider-Man or Superman is just like, he's
just good. He could kill everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. And he's very conflicted. Like, I know everyone thinks he's like this bored little Boy Scout, but he's
so not boring.
He's more conflicted than, like, Batman lost his parents. Superman lost his planet.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. I zoned out for about 10 minutes.
All right, so tell us about your anti-hero then.
Wow, okay. So
I'm just starting there. So in case you make any references, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Jurassic World.
Okay, so
a great movie.
In honor of the release of the second, or the first full trailer we got from Deadpool 2, we're doing the anti-hero choice. I mean, who would you pal around with? I mean, if you had to hang, and believe me, I'm not choosing Deadpool because that's a... That's a short-lived sidekick, man.
It's true. Yes. He is my favorite, but he's not the one I chose. But he is my favorite.
No. Anybody want to jump in first with this one?
Yeah, I'll jump in first because I wasn't listening.
Jesus, man.
So this is the only things that I can say that I know right now. I would pal around with Ghost Rider. But like the Nick Cage Ghost Rider, because
no.
You know.
So you just like bad movies, man?
No, I fucking
I hate those movies. That answer. I like
it. Let me go on the record.
Whoa.
Let me go on the record and saying I do not like those movies.
So why that version?
Because how entertaining is that? Like,
it's
think
not.
About it.
You have to like, stare at him.
That's like the Ghost Rider that you're not threatened by. Like, that's like that's like just weird cocaine Ghost Rider.
I love like, it.
You want to do lines of ash, and you're like, what is this going on? What is happening?
So because what's your sidekick name?
I never made it through that movie. Does he literally do lines of ash?
Yeah, he needs to have
know.
A sidekick name.
Yeah, okay. So what's my sidekick
Flamey?
Name?
Flamey?
That just sounds like something else. That
Boner.
So you didn't pick like
Bone Rider.
You didn't pick like Johnny Blaze or Robbie Reyes. You picked Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. And my sidekick name would be Sidecar.
Dude, I think you've already won today.
But still completely engulfed in fire and just screaming down
like,
the highway.
And my sidecar isn't even attached. It just rides alongside.
Are you like that dildo?
Yeah, every now and then he just pulls the pin, let's just roll off to the side.
He just goes, I'm off, guys. Dude, are you like that dildo-looking sidecar from the other day?
No, I'm not that.
Dude, there was a sidecar the other day that looked like a straight dildo. And like Carlos was like, that looks like a dildo. And we were like, no, it doesn't. And he's like, yeah, look at it from the front. We're like, Carlos, you're just being what? That looks like a dildo. So Milo's like dildo sidecar.
It's like the ambiguous gay duo kind of car.
Yeah, it was. It was really funny. All right, who's got another one? Wow. That was pretty good.
No, but I think Milo just won naked wrestling this week.
Boner on the side.
Mine is so boring.
Yeah. Mine's not.
Fuck. I'm just going to throw mine out there because it sucks compared to that.
Yeah, mine does too.
God, I can't even.
I'm scared someone's going to choose.
No. I'm going with. Have you guys read any of the Vader comics?
Cricket.
Jeez, you guys, you realize you guys are on a nerd podcast, right?
I have a job. Doesn't allow me to read.
No excuse. Nerd like a champ.
About that.
I'm actually forbidden from reading.
All right, tell us
okay,
about
well the writer, Karen Gillan, that wrote the Vader comics, they're set in this just post-destruction of the Death Star universe, and it's kind of what happens to Vader. But
he gets burned on some wood. That's what happens to him.
The Vader comics. I thought you said Vader comics, and I was like, what?
That's Varth Vader.
Varth Vader.
That's totally different.
Master Vader.
Yeah, I actually...
Man.
I started the Darth Vader ones, and I started a few of them. The Darth Vader ones were actually my favorite.
They're good.
But yeah. I haven't gotten a chance to continue. But I actually really like the storyline that they were.
Well, the comics introduce a character, Dr. Aphra. And then she develops into a solo character with her own series in Marvel. And she's the classic anti-hero. She's.
Like right down the middle.
Well, she's an archaeologist, so they kind of play at the fact that she's got a PhD, but she's kind of like a Han Solo character in that she's kind of works whatever side of wherever she can make the cash. So she works for Vader for a while, and then she's kind of good, but she's pretty shady.
What does she
nice
do? Like Like they hired her.
What did she do? What does she like?
She's an archaeologist, but she's basically a smart thief. You know, and the Vader comic.
So she like smuggled.
Yes, yeah. Oh. She's almost like a little solo
Indiana Jones, yep. little Han Solo. I see what they're doing there.
Yeah, and like when she like gets
lightsaber whip,
like her backstory to get her PhD, she like totally screws over like your advisor. You know, and she's a really shady character. And well, if you haven't read it, there's a version of it's kind of a ripoff, but it's an R2-D2 C-3PO character. It's 000 and BT, and they're basically a super evil version of C-3PO and R2-D2. They murder people constantly, and like 000, which is like the C-3PO, like really it's gets like off on torturing people. Like it's
is he?
It's fucking awesome. Yes,
and they are the sidekicks for Dr. Aphra in the comics. They're straight.
Does
up
she?
Evil.
Well, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but does her arc come to an end?
Well,
or is it still ongoing?
Does she die? Is she dead?
Is she dead?
Well, her series is ongoing, so you know she's not dead yet, at least.
Oh. Yet, okay.
But Vader does. No, I'm not going to say. I'm going to screw up the comic book for everybody. So I'll just shut up.
Well, if Vader comes after her, you just have to throw sand in his face, and he's like, I don't like.
Well,
she's
also a character where like Vader, if he knew where to find her, he would be hunting her at this point.
Can she cradle you into her arms?
That's why she's the anti-hero that I want.
Yeah, I thought so. I knew there was motive here.
I have to hug Kurt after this.
And what's your name?
Oh, my God.
Bader?
Dr. Aphra's boy toy.
Boy toy.
Boy toy.
Hey, you could be a Star Trooper so that everyone could be like, aren't you a little short to be a Star Trooper?
Jake, come on. How many times you used that one on me, man?
Dude, we did.
It
okay,
works
so
every
by the
time.
Way, this sidebar.
Kurt's actually
Storm
7'3".
But me and Jeff did the VR thing at Disneyland.
Oh yeah,
what?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Stormtrooper thing.
Yeah,
and I was like, if we get to pick Stormtroopers,
what is it?
There's a VR thing at Disneyland that's like Stormtroopers.
Like you are a Stormtrooper shooting things.
Yeah,
it's called Void.
So you never hit anything. Like.
I don't think I hit anything.
So
but
it's accurate.
Like,
that's accurate.
You're playing it, and I'm like, if we get to pick, Stormtrooper names,
damn. I'm okay. Changing my choice.
That's my picture.
If you get to pick Stormtrooper like names, I was like,
Wookie. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it is Black Chrome. Look at the.
Oh, it is. Yeah. BT. Is
yes.
Like, yeah, the evil droids.
We're looking at comics now. Sorry, Mo.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah, so.
Wow. The VR thing, I was like, if we get to pick Stormtrooper names, I'm going to be STKSY, and you're going to be HTCH. And I was like, Starsky and Hutch
of
Stormtroopers.
Do it.
That was just my short sidebar. I apologize.
Wow, that was pretty good, actually. Those are good names.
On that trip.
I'm going to be sidecar, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're sidecar sidebar.
The sidecar sidebar. That'll be my distraction tactic. Oh man, we're just building this character out. You know what? He's not even gonna be fully engulfed in flame. It's just gonna be frosted tips that are flaming.
Guy
Oh my god. All right.
So wait,
Neil, what do you got?
So we have sidecar and boy toys so far.
Now I think mine's too serious. Like these are awful. Well, I couldn't really decide between two. One was Rorschach from Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man, that's a scary one, dude.
Dude, I would love to kill me. Like, what a lunch that would be just to talk to him and, like, figure out, like, his moral compass. And
I get it, dude. You know? That's great.
And then also...
He's not having lunch with you.
He just eats beans out of a can.
Yeah, and then he'd kill me. And then John Constantine would be fun to go on his adventure for a while.
That's also a good choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
Just the whole heaven and hell.
And your which one are you going to go for to find a sidekick name?
Oh,
Constantine one's a good one. I was thinking that one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, then I'll take Rorschach.
I picked a different one. It's stupid. Sorry.
Oh.
You can keep one of your two.
I'll just take them both.
Take them both.
Man toy.
wait a minute. Who are you man?
Mine has a totally different meaning.
who is the sidekick for?
Rorschach, you could be Xanax. I was just a different
I'm well Butrin, man.
And then for Constantine, you can be Inconsistency because he's the Constantine. And you're like,
dude,
that one was a stretch. All right, fine. Then you can be fuck it. I'm out of ideas.
I mean, I'm impressed by the fact that you had a thought right away like that. I had nothing.
Fine. Then you can just be fucking Shia LaBeouf.
I'm just going to be Keanu Reeves.
Just be Shia
LaBeouf. Yeah, you can be Keanu Reeves.
Okay, so we got Sidecar, Boy Toy, and Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, nice. I lost so hard.
I don't know, man.
It doesn't even matter what you say right now. It's true. Lost.
It doesn't matter what I say, no matter what.
Just do it. What you got, Cloud?
The Hulk. Come on.
He's an anti?
I mean, kind of.
Is
he ever bad?
He's bad. When he's angry,
he doesn't really control it sometimes. So, yeah, kind of.
I agree with that. If you take away the Marvel kind of
When he started, he was an anti-hero. Like,
Yes.
That's true. That's true.
Talking more about the Hulk, not like what you're seeing on like fucking Thor.
Not Banner.
And
but
Banner doesn't even want the Hulk. So
I'm thinking from like Lou Ferrigno on, and that's like the sugary version.
No. Gotcha. We're talking about like the Hulk, like hardcore. The real Hulk smash doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Like okay. I'm angry.
Isn't that
a little bit
Red
more
Hulk or gray?
Well, no, the Hulk was gray when he first was created, but
yeah.
Gray Hulk's a different character. Now.
So what would you? What were your name? Wait, why? The
yeah,
Hulk?
Why?
Oh,
do we even have to ask?
I think we'd be best friends. Couldn't we just pick one because we wanted to be best friends? With
okay, and then why? Because
I just want to hang out.
Well, you could be Smash. It could be your
Hulk Smash.
Hulk and Smash.
I like.
That's actually better than the one I thought of.
That's the one you thought of.
Well, I was just going to be Shulk because there's already a She-Hulk.
That's good. Shulk.
Hulk and Shrug. Like, that's pretty much what I thought of right away.
Shulk may win this one.
You're just there, so you're like, Shrug.
I'm the opposite of Hulk. I am not strong.
Yes.
And very calm.
I'm calm.
I'm not strong.
Why are we fighting again?
Just stirring your Starbucks. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to smash
not
anything.
Even, it's a local coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
that's
just
how calm
like,
you are.
It's kind of like that, you know, like, he's Hulk, I'm Shulk, we're best friends. Like,
so
that's all that happens in our comic.
You just sing in the corner while he does all the work.
We're best friends,
meanwhile,
best friends.
Sidecar is dealing some serious damage.
Okay. Well, what do we got?
I mean, Sidecar's got a whole fucking backstory over here.
This is going to be it.
In his dildo car, flying off the side,
with his
on
frosted
fire.
Tips.
Frosted tips.
Okay, well, is that the vote? Is it unanimous? Is Sidecar?
I think it started something
Sidecar
pretty ugly.
Sidecar's pretty amazing. Fucking, like, that actually sounds like a legitimate.
I'd sell that to fucking Jack Kirby, yeah. You know?
I do like Shulk quite a bit. Though,
if we were back in the day,
I actually
Sidecar
spent time and thought
character.
About mine, and the best I could come up with was Shulk.
That's good. Just add an S.
Okay, so.
I couldn't take She-Hulk.
That's
it
good.
Didn't work.
I'm just gonna go ahead and vote for Shulk, because just as a.
But we're best friends.
Where are the rest of you guys at?
We're best friends with my local coffee. Don't piss
I'm
me
happy.
Off.
He's mad.
It's Shulk.
It's a marriage.
Now I just imagine you guys do that thing where you bump the doors together. You're like, come on, knock on our door.
That's like,
and they look at each other.
That's my every happiness, you guys. I'm like crying. I'm so happy right now. Just at the thought of being best friends with Hulk.
We're officially down a couple.
But then when he goes to
points,
Bruce Banner, you freak the fuck out.
Okay.
You start throwing shit.
So like, Milo wins Naked Wrestling this week. Is that correct?
What?
You got the rest of you guys voting for Sidecar?
Yeah.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner. Okay, Milo.
The frosted tips.
You
got
real mad because I won. That's why I wanted to end it so quick.
No.
He's like, I spent a lot of time on mine. It was serious.
I know. I'm thinking, man.
I came up with mine in like 5 minutes.
No, like, I want to read those comics.
Yeah,
I had
those
no
actually,
idea
yeah.
it got that in depth with like side stories and stuff.
I didn't know they had branched
it's
out.
The old Sidecar sidebar.
I need to get back to the Bader ones. The Master Bader.
Yeah, read the Bader
now,
ones first.
Are those story arcs? The thing that, like, Disney says is no longer canon?
No, it is canon.
No, these
oh,
are.
Oh, these are canon.
Yeah, these came out after, like, the non-canon
yeah. okay,
bullshits.
Cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, so,
they're really, like, I read the, like, Luke one, and one other one, and the Darth Vader one was my favorite. I just haven't gone into a comic shop
it's
for
so
a while.
Weird. We're like, so these Star Wars stories, are they Disney approved? Like, yeah. It's so weird to like say that now.
Although Lost Stars is amazing, and that one is approved as well, and Bloodline's pretty damn good.
There's,
Well, we're gonna, I had nothing. Let's move on to the...
Kurt wants to shut us up.
Yeah, we can wrap up.
Thinks he's a showrunner.
Because that's going to lead us right into the new Solo trailer drop. So,
right.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Star Wars universe. We got a lot of stuff going on.
And I'm gonna, perfect segue.
We started talking about Dr. Aphra and the Vader comics, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Timothy Zahn's Thrawn novel, which is a bestseller, New York Times bestseller. A freaking Star Wars side character by the name of Thrawn is a New York Times bestseller.
Okay, what the hell have I been doing with my time lately?
Apparently, I haven't been paying attention.
I literally had no idea about this character. I'm not joking. And I'm normally, you know me, I'm normally super on it with Star Wars. I don't know where I've been.
Thrawn trilogy. Well, I'll just throw this out here really quick. Thrawn shows up in 1991 another book written by Timothy Zahn. But he shows up in Star Wars Rebels. He is actually in the TIE Fighter series, the video game back in the 90s?
Is this Grand Admiral Thrawn?
Yeah, that's a dude.
Okay, gotcha.
The blue guy.
Wow.
Wait, so he's a...
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know his name.
Yeah, the novel, the one that Zahn just put out, it's been out for a few months, but it's I guess you would call it a prequel because it's backstory. It's basically when he gets involved with the Empire for the first time. But it's he's a super, I'm basically gonna describe him. He's just like super smart, intellectual, and he just like coolly evaluates every move that everyone makes. He's always just, it's kind of cool the way that Zahn writes the book is like every time the chapter opens up, it's him in a conversation with somebody, and it's him picking apart every movement, every change of the person he's speaking with, like the tone of voice, the movement of the arms, a different gesture or eye movement, and he's basically taking everyone apart.
I like that.
But it's done in a way that doesn't really feel like...
It's very Sherlock Holmesy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like an evil Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Mid-fight.
Yeah.
It's like a blue Moff Tarkin.
Which I also like.
Yeah, he's...
Essentially, yeah. But he doesn't have... He's a very charismatic character. He's very likable, so he doesn't feel like...
Cool.
What's that?
That he's likable because he's totally. Dark side.
Totally. Yeah. It's because, believe me, I love me some Grand Moff Tarkin, man.
Whoa.
But Tarkin's kind of he's kind of a dick. Kind of like Krennic.
Yeah, just because you're an Imperial doesn't mean you're evil.
No, it doesn't. I read Lost Stars. I know. I liked those characters.
And Tarkin shows up in Clone Wars, actually.
Yeah, he does.
I already know his backstory.
Absolutely. Yeah, but he's an evil bastard in Clone Wars, too.
He's just calculated. He's fighting a war.
Man, some of the stuff he does in Clone Wars is pretty freaking...
Sidecar knows this all too well.
But the way the novel's written, it's a back and forth. It's written from the perspective of the cadet that becomes his translator, which is great because the character Thrawn doesn't even need a translator. He's basically he's taking this kid to help him maneuver. He basically forces him to be a sidekick, essentially.
What's the kid's name?
Sidecar.
Eli.
Oh, damn.
Elon Musk.
No, totally different character.
Elongated Musk.
Also evil, but totally different. Also very Empire.
Cars in the space.
Shulk.
Shulk. So I would totally. It's a quick read. It's written for Star Wars audience. It's. I mean, if you could give it to your, you give it to your 10-year-old, and you'd be totally comfortable reading it. Some evil stuff in it, but it's not super dark.
Oh.
And
it's still good. It's even a though clean I could give
evil.
It to my
yeah, Zahn's he's a really effective writer. It's not complex, but it moves at a really quick pace. You could probably knock it out in a couple nights. You know, if you're
on it.
He is unequivocally a villain.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he becomes like the greatest strategist,
likable villain,
leader, military leader for the Empire.
Cool.
But he's really sharp. I mean, he doesn't come off as being just overtly evil. He does what he does.
It's like
he's just calculating everything.
Is it Tywin Lannister, the father?
Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, that's a good way of looking at it. He's just he knows what goals he needs to achieve.
Right.
That guy
and,
wasn't a total
it's not
dick
personal.
To you? I felt like.
I mean,
was.
No, he was just maneuvering his family where he needed to be. He never actually
he had charming moments with.
I think the only time he became a dick was when he died.
Well, in a lot of ways, I mean, you can find Cersei as being sort of likable in the sense that she is doing what she's doing for a reason.
Blindly, yeah.
Yeah. But categorically, Cersei's different than Joffrey, where Joffrey was just...
That guy's just a fucking
kid was broken.
Yeah.
He's piece just, of shit.
In a similar way, Vader is a little bit just psychopathic.
Oh, that Master Vader.
Thrawn isn't psychopathic at all. He's calculating. He's not...
I like that.
And I highly recommend it. Pick it up. It's a great read. And if you're into that, absolutely go ahead and pick up the Vader comics and check those out.
Does that story take place during like 4, 5, 6 or before or like
the Thrawn story? Or yeah.
There's nothing before 4, 5, and 6. Nothing happened.
Touché. Just sand. Coarse sand.
Yeah. Thrawn is
Rogue One. Rogue One.
Where you have it depends on
right
which
whatever. Fuck it. No, that's before 4.
No, yeah, you're an idiot. Sorry. Yeah,
this is after. Yeah, it's after 4 that you're
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not the during the
there's a I don't want to ruin the plot, but okay. there is that Thrawn was in contact with Anakin. Let's put it that way. So he knew Anakin. So
gotcha.
That's like a big part of the books. So I don't want to say too much. So
gotcha.
So they're in the same universe.
Shut up.
But
so
it's,
you don't say too much.
But it's not Old Republic. Let's put it that way. It's a little later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm on it.
Thrawn is actually Obi-Wan.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be weird?
Plot twist.
Okay. Does anybody every time you hear Thrawn though just think about like prawns?
That's what I was thinking of from District 9.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And his name's not. His actual name is this big long.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't want to pronounce it, so I shut up. like there's like 4 apostrophes.
Yeah, it's like Nungadzi Thrawn again.
Oh, cool.
Racist. That's a racist thing you just said.
What?
Hey, he doesn't know, but in Chiss, that's a very racist term.
Blue people, fuck them.
And in Growing the Universe.
Okay, so
you think?
So not fans of Avatar.
And would you? And just really quickly before we get on to advice, but the Solo trailer dropped. I was worried about Solo. I'm still worried about Solo because the word coming out is that it's not going to be very good. That they changed directors, and it was supposed. They made.
I heard the main actor guy who plays Solo. They needed to give him acting lessons during filming.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
But that's just because they're taking care of it, guys. They're taking care of it.
I'm worried about it, too. It did look a lot better
it
than what
great.
I thought. But
I mean, I've been shocked. The first Guardians of the Galaxy blew my mind. I thought it was like it's going to be dumb, cheesy.
I'm with you. Yep.
And I was like, that's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's one of their best movies for sure.
Here's the problem, though, right? Because, I mean, Solo is such a loved character. It's going to be really hard to pull that off. I love the fact that we're gonna get Lando again, man. I love Lando.
Yes, perfect casting.
You've got to get Solo and Lando correct.
Is Chewie in it?
He is.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, okay. Is it like a young? I don't know.
It's like they're all. There's a female character in it.
He's got like ripped jeans and
they're kind of Saved by the Belly, which the photos looked very Saved by the Belly.
They did.
And I was a little worried about that.
That scared me.
Because they were like, we're best friends, you know, but like
that's
but
your Shulk theme song.
They can't have it. They can't have it.
Shulk and Solo.
But
Solo.
But I thought both the like little trailer that we got during the Super Bowl and the full trailer or the teaser and then the trailer were awesome, and you guys can all just go suck big dicks if you didn't think that.
I'm gonna watch it when I get back. I didn't know it was out. I saw the teaser. That's it, though.
Yeah,
the teaser is fine. I mean, I'll probably go see it anyways.
I think it looks a little bit more like the Rogue One kind of
it
world.
It did look
and
a little bit more
I mean,
Rogue One-ish.
Come on, who did not like?
Yeah,
Rogue One?
I like the more serious, straight ahead take.
Great.
Yeah,
on it. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I do agree. The Solo character was like, when they said they were going to go with Solo, I was like, come on, just give me another character already. Like somebody else. But I think that they know what they're doing. I bet you that the story's been twisted in terms of this guy needing acting lessons. And it was probably more something specific, like needing to be a little bit more Harrison Ford-esque. I doubt they
right.
pick somebody who doesn't
act.
It
was probably during this scene where he had him on the ramp and they were flying away and he's like, get off my plane.
There's probably some element there that they needed to
finesse.
He's
running away and pulls his fedora out from a door.
You know what I'm saying, though? There's probably something that he needed to finesse a bit more, an right. accent or something like that.
Probably the way he says, my wife.
I know.
Thanks.
Whenever take bold moves like this, I am interested 100% because it takes cojones to like.
Oh yeah.
Like we're gonna take everyone's yeah. favorite character and pretty much the only thing that was good, and then like that was missing from one, two, like, you know, every trilogy, everyone's looking for the solo character, and for them to actually have,
I mean,
the guts
let's
to go
be
back.
Kind of honest about it though, if Disney put out this movie, it was Benny Hill music and Han Solo being chased by Chewbacca for 20 minutes, people would fucking be like, this is amazing.
Well, again, I was, you guys,
I think people are more critical of Star Wars.
You've listened to our podcast for a while. Nick, our resident historian.
Just enjoy the fucking
I had breakfast with Nick earlier, and he basically said, look, all I care about is three things. Han Solo's in it. We get to see him get the Millennium Falcon, and we get to see the Kessel Run. He goes, I don't give a fuck what else.
Have
I
you
do.
Seen the design of the new the Millennium Falcon?
You know, I did too, what? And that bothers me. Yeah.
It doesn't look the same.
No, the front is like
it doesn't.
But there's a reason. They say
I understand
there's
supposed to be a reason, right?
There's a reason behind it, and they already made like the Lego, and I already want it just because I liked building the Millennium
Falcon.
So
there's not that Lego. There's not that like notch or whatever in the front.
It doesn't have like the carved out piece.
Yeah, it's like a lot sleeker.
Carillion
freighters in other things look like the Millennium Falcon, but they just don't have.
Maybe he has to build it. Maybe he has to take that piece out so that he can run it in 12 parsecs. Maybe that's what happens.
That doesn't do anything for
you. Don't know space travel.
First off, in space, there's no such thing as air. Like
you
aerodynamics,
don't,
really.
You, don't,
so.
You can't get in realistic physics and then also like Jurassic World. Okay.
But Jurassic World wasn't teaching me physics. They were just telling me.
Damn right
that
it was.
I like
they
Coke.
Were, they were just saying if we cross a frog,
like
if we cross a frog with a cuttlefish, we'll get a dinosaur.
well played,
that's
Neil.
Biology fact.
Dino DNA.
I love that.
Dino DNA.
Spare no expense.
You know, it's the
Hang
same thing
bucks.
Ian Malcolm once said that I will say about Star Wars. They spent so much time wondering what they could do that they didn't ask if they should
they
do
should.
It.
Okay. So we all know how you feel about it. I'm going to see the damn thing twice.
Yep.
No matter what.
I'm going to see it solo.
Even
I'm
if I don't like it.
It's
kind of
sad.
Not everything I do is solo.
Okay, so let's get on to Valentine's Day, everybody.
Speaking of solo, we
are lucky enough to have Cloud City here today. So ahead and kick us in with mediocre advice from a decent human being.
All right, so I was asked to come up with some advice around the theme of Saint Valentine. My first piece of advice to you is don't celebrate it. Honestly.
I'm with you.
Why can't you just love the person that you love all the time? That's my first piece of advice. Now you can take that or leave it have you want, because here's the thing. There are some men and women who do like this day and enjoy this day fully. So that is the way that I actually feel about it. I like to just kind of like, you know, it's just a day, whatever. Prices get like super thrown up at restaurants. It gets very expensive. It gets very crowded. It's very unromantic to me. But there are people who love this day. So for those of you that love this day, this is the advice. So the first advice is for all of us cynical assholes. We'll just enjoy that over there. But if you love this day.
Yeah, you can't get away from it.
I know. I can't just leave it at that. But that is really how I feel about it.
Good night, everybody.
I can't leave it at that. That's just how I feel about it. One time I did get asked, though, what would be your perfect Valentine's Day? And I'm going to cover Milo's ears so that he can't hear it. But I was like, order in pizza and have lots of sex.
Ugh.
That's a good day.
He's all, ugh.
Pizza. I actually heard more of the last part than I did the first part.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, like.
I've never even had pizza.
No, I just mean like, you know
what my
like,
proof of Valentine's Day now is? A bullet in the brain.
No, but you know what I mean?
Lots of bullets like, in my own brain.
What I was trying to say by it was like, take the worry out of it and enjoy the person that you're with. Right.
Sex with a pizza?
Sex with a pizza.
God, that sounds great.
And if you, extra and if that sauce. Person, so then, but here's the thing. Here's the thing that is cool about this day. Here's the thing that is cool about this day is that, you know, there are people who do want to have a moment to celebrate. It does give them a reason to celebrate. They're happy to celebrate and they do want to show their significant other or maybe somebody new that they're just dating and getting butterflies about that they care about them. So, you know, I'm not going to barf all over it on this podcast right now. You can do that. No, I'm not going to shit on your happy, dude.
You
be
freaks.
Happy. No way. I'm totally not shitting on your happy. Totally be happy. Here's what I'm going to say to you about advice for maybe a few gifts that you might be thinking. Whether you're a guy or a girl, if you're thinking about getting a gift for somebody, consider what they actually like and not what you like and want to share with them. Do something really for that person. Maybe you do have the same interests and it does work for both of you, but go super selfless on this one. Do something a little bit outside of your comfort level and go into something that they enjoy. So, like for me, if somebody were to get me flowers, I would think it's a sweet gesture, but it wouldn't be personal because I actually don't like cut flowers. I like things that maybe are more potted and still growing. You know, thinking about
little Chiba.
Yeah. Thinking about that person a little bit more and just, you know, give them something that is a little extra special.
It's fair to say that you want to give somebody something that does not necessarily be expensive. It's something that they would actually enjoy.
I mean, well, yes, I personally would get something that I enjoy.
But my key thing here is, because you were asking Stacks about like, you know, sometimes maybe if you're not great at the gift giving portion, the key thing that I want to say about this gift giving, I think it goes for anything when you're really trying to show somebody that you love them, is take yourself out of the equation. Don't make it something just because just you please. Might enjoy it with the person. That's what I would say, because then the other person really feels truly loved because you did something for them. Good. Like, for instance, Jimmy, if you're listening, I'd really like to go to a ballet sometimes. Thank you.
There you go.
No, this was just all a plug.
He's going to give you one ballet ticket and drive off. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
You want me to leave and go to ballet?
I'm going to have pizza and sex. Enjoy your ballet.
I will say, like Think Geek does have a little shout out to Think Geek. They have a nice list of like Valentine's Day themed like nerd stuff. So
They do.
And there's some
stuff.
They
always do a good job with it, too.
They do. And these have been making the rounds. If you haven't seen them, they have the nerd bouquets, so you can get, it's like
full
a
full of plushies.
Yeah, it's full of like miniature like Darth Vaders or miniature unicorns or
dude. See, that would work more for me than cut flowers. Give me the Star
done,
Wars.
I'm done with this whole fakeness, man. This fake. Everybody's so
no,
fake.
I would love to get a bouquet like that.
You know what I want?
Is putting his little PSA out there saying that he would like one, Milo.
You know what I'd like for Valentine's Day? Left alone.
Stacks, do you celebrate
a sidecar?
What's that?
Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Sidecar? Yeah, but it's like we do it separately, and we don't like do it like we're like I mean, not
we
apart from each other, but we don't do it on the same day. It's not like
you take it right because
it's not
isn't
the
that
day.
That
it's
day
like,
doesn't it just get super overcrowded and overpriced?
Yes, that's exactly.
But
what it is.
There's nothing wrong with celebrating the person that you like. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I get stuff like a board game or. You know, or
spend time
comic
with the
books
person,
or you know, like stuff that's like stuff that I would want, or you know, she would want. That makes more sense than like trying to get into a fancy restaurant on the night. And I know there are couples that like that whole process. You know, like you know, going to drop a few $100 on the day, and you know. But
you can
not.
Get so much more and such a nicer experience not on the day. So that's actually my reason for saying I don't celebrate that day. Yeah. It's not like I don't go out and have good evening. Like, but I don't do it on that day because of what happens to that day in restaurants. But it's not, you know, celebrate people.
Yeah.
Hey, don't. Oh, OK. And let's do one more thing. Don't have a Valentine's Day date. Call 1-800-SEXY-LADIES. and sexy hot shulk. Boners. No, don't have a Valentine's Day date. Go hang out with your friends if you absolutely need to be around something. Watch stand-up comedy, laugh, enjoy, and just treat it like another day. I know that you feel like it's not. I know like you feel like, oh, everybody's eyes are on me because single, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
no,
the worst part of it is like,
you can always hang out with that one friend who will...
What?
I don't have any friends.
Have a pizza with you?
No, you can hang out with like a friend who, you know, has like a benefit that they give you, you know, and just like benefits that you get from this friend.
In
like
case-
what? Like, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Can you explain that? I don't
like,
understand.
Like discounts at the local supermarket.
Right. That's great.
So a coupon friend.
Coupon friend.
Coupon clippers. Great friends.
A friend with deficits.
And just,
man,
and
you guys are nerds.
Last little thing I'll say is for Valentine's Day this year, I'm actually, it's on Wednesday this year. I teach a class on Wednesday. So I'm bringing in my like fun little, you know, LED candles, and we're doing a very like chill class. And my friends said, yes, please still have, because this is one that I teach for donations to friends and stuff. And my friends were like, please still have it, because if you don't, then I'll just be at home. So go hang out with your friends.
How sad is it, though? Never mind. This is a whole different rant. But it's right. Sad that we have to fucking find a thing to do on this day because it's so ingrained in us.
We just didn't
like
cancel
thing.
It. We didn't have to find a thing. We just didn't cancel it. And now I'm going to make it a little special for everybody.
That is why that we bring it up. Because especially, I mean, we're nerds and we're not usually very good at this stuff. But that stereotype doesn't always hold up, because just what you were saying, Cloud, is that we tend to be okay with whatever. It's not like... Because there is like a lot of pressure. It's Valentine's Day. You better get it right. Nerds don't really care about that.
No.
And if you're with the wrong person, they're going to really care about it, and you're going to get in trouble for it. You need to break up.
Totally.
That's my advice on Valentine's Day.
That's awesome.
Kurt's advice is just break up.
There you go.
Just leave.
Break up. You know, Valentine's Day is a time when a lot of people do end up breaking up. It's a lot of pressure, and yep. if you don't get along well with your significant other,
I would say like, I mean, I know it's heavily marketed and it's a superficial holiday, but I mean it's no more I don't know if fake's the right word, but than like Mother's Day or Father's Day, you know, it's a contrived thing.
Oh, I have the same feelings about Mother's Day. Like, what has she ever done for me? You know?
Oh my God.
Wow.
it's a charged one depending on your relational status.
That's the thing that's never failed me on Valentine's is, I save like the big purchases or the big plans and dinners for like birthdays and Christmas and anniversaries and like those things. But for Valentine's Day, what's never failed me is something just handmade. Even if it's just like me, like drawing something for her, or like a card, or like me, something I like made,
you know,
like, because if let's say you buy her that diamond ring, cool. 3.5 billion other guys can do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you get her a plush, a pillow or a teddy bear, cool. She's been getting that since high school from a bunch of guys. Like, but something that you drew or created or built or made for her, no one in the world. You're 1 out of 7 billion that can do that.
See, I'm my plan.
Look at this guy. Let's just give him the advice. That was awesome. I'm all like happy and like.
My plan.
Neil's also an artist, by the way. So screw you, buddy.
So my plan.
Hey, a lot of people in our circuits have a lot of talents.
My plan is to not give anything, and then when they're all like, "What happened?" I'm like, "I'm giving you the best gift at all." You
it's
appreciate the other
box.
Things you have now because you didn't get anything.
Oh,
okay. And then when they break
up
with me,
the flu personified.
And then when they break up with me, I'll be like, "You just gave me the greatest gift of all."
Silence.
Wow.
My God! Don't listen to my best advice to you is never listen to anything Milo has.
Your
to
girlfriend
say.
Knows you're about to break right up there because you'll just come home with frosted tips. Oh no!
I'm just an angry person.
Okay,
dildo sidecar over here.
On that note, let's wrap it up, guys. Thank you very much, guys, again for joining us here at Tiny Table 3. Thanks, Cloud.
Thank you.
And of course, we didn't really get much of an introduction from Neil. Neil was here with us long time ago, probably like last year. So we got to have you back more. Neil is an amazing artist. We really appreciate you coming out and talking to us.
Thank you.
And yeah, you were a lot of fun. I just had to say. And, thank you. And Milo,
you can come back. And next time you get to do the advice, because I got all like warm and fuzzy from that one. And we have Milo. And Milo.
I know. That's all I'm going to say.
He's literally off to the side. Like.
If you want to go ahead and follow us on Twitter, you absolutely can. You can also find us on Instagram and podcast. Obviously, as you listen to us on the podcast, you're listening to us on SoundCloud or
Facebook.
iTunes or Stitcher or Hear This if you're happening down in Europe. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, of course. And we just did a reaction video for Deadpool 2 trailer earlier.
On the
so
YouTubes.
Check out our YouTube channel and don't forget to subscribe. Our numbers keep going up. We really appreciate it, guys. And other than that, I believe we're out.
Yeah, let's go.
Later.
It's nighttime.
See you later, you bunch of nerds.
Bye.
Be made.